Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. I love this day. It really doesn't matter whether you have school-aged kids or not. This day, that we call Rally Day and the blessing of the backpacks, is a pretty big deal. School starting, and we are beginning a new program year here at the church after taking a bit of a break over the summer. Some of you took more of a break than most, than others. But the truth is, our lectionary readings, year after year after year, never cooperate with today's celebration. And I often feel like I'm sometimes doing some kind of theological gymnastics to try to make it all fit together. But not today. Mainly because I'm going to ignore the text. But also because there was a little piece of it. A little piece of it that I'd never really considered. And that's what stood out to me as I prepared this week. And I think that has everything in the world to do with today's celebration. Now, the gospel you just heard is the second story in Matthew involving the disciples and Jesus out on rough seas. Now, in the first story, Jesus is asleep on the boat when the storm comes up. The disciples are sufficiently afraid to wake Jesus up with cries of, "Save us!" Jesus gets up and he rebukes, I love that word, rebukes the wind and the sea, and there is dead calm. And the disciples are amazed. But in today's story, Jesus isn't with the disciples. He's gone off by himself to pray. The disciples are by themselves on the boat, and they don't seem particularly concerned about the storm. It's not until they see toward them walking on water. Now that's religion. Walking on water, that they become terrified. And this is the part that stuck with me this week. Notice that Jesus doesn't really do anything in this story. He doesn't rebuke the winds and the seas this time. Things settle down just as soon as he gets into the boat. So in this story, the truth is, all Jesus does is show up. Jesus just shows up. And for me, that's the part that has everything in the world to do with this day. Because big things always seem to happen when Jesus shows up. In Scripture, when Jesus shows up, things change. People change. People are made whole. People are healed. People hear, perhaps for the first time, good news. When Jesus shows up, something happens in our hearts and in our minds. And I think the reason that this bit of text stuck with me this week in the context of Rally Day and the blessing of the backpacks is because it's in this place where I've seen Jesus show up time and time again in ways greater than anywhere I have ever been. You just saw it. You just saw that up there. Literally dozens of kids, happy kids, but more importantly, kids who are coming to know God through Scripture and through the things that we do here, who come to know that the Bible is not a rule book. The Bible is a love story. And in our blame and fault culture, that understanding matters. When Jesus shows up, you could be amazed at what can be accomplished. Just look out in the foyer, at the ministry boards, out in the hallways. Outreach and inreach and study and fellowship, giving of ourselves for the sake of others. It's a bold proclamation that faith isn't merely what happens between these four walls. When Jesus shows up, people are given the freedom to question and wonder and doubt. And through things like Bible studies and EFM and Sunday school, their wisdom and insight becomes greater. And what it means to follow Jesus takes on a whole new meaning. When Jesus shows up, people come to believe that children shouldn't be hungry. And as a result, as many as 120 kids are fed for the weekend by our backpack ministry, and our community benefits each month from the food bank. When Jesus shows up, people come to believe that no one should be hungry, and anyone who needs a hand up is invited to be a part of our Supper at Grace program. When Jesus shows up, the stranger comes to find a home. As year after year after year, seekers and searchers have chosen to make this place their home and have come to know that God is bigger than the boxes the world wants to put them in. When Jesus shows up, there is a caring hand extended to places like Wilmer Hall and Anchorage Children's Home and Camp Beckwith and the Rescue Mission and Laundry Love, because in this place we actually believe what Jesus said when he said, "Whatever you do unto one of the least of these, you do unto me." When Jesus shows up, young people find a community and come to know that loving their neighbor is not merely a nice churchy phrase. Instead, it's a way of life. And when Jesus shows up, an epidemic of love breaks out. Caring hands are the norm. And truthfully, have you ever been in a place so free of conflict and turmoil as this place? When Jesus shows up, there is joy. And if you don't believe me, come here on a Wednesday night. There is no greater joy. And when Jesus shows up, even the strong winds and violent seas of this thing we call life can be made calm. And the list could go on and on and on. And while today is a day of celebration, it's also a challenge. It's also a commission to open our hearts and minds to what is still so very possible. Because you see, when Jesus shows up and sees you and me, what is and what's been becomes what can be, and nothing seems impossible. So buckle up, celebrate, claim the promise. I don't know what this new program year is going to bring for all of us, but I do know that Jesus will show up. In fact, I know he's already here, because this church and each of us are unfinished products. And I can't wait to see where he leads us next. God love you. Amen.